The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, May 22nd, and a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. I have royalty into the house. And I'm kind of excited because the principal of St. Augustine's College, Fox Hill, Bahamas, is in studio. This is a big deal, actually. She walking in the studio, all kind of people stopped her, giving her praise, encouragement, want to know what she's doing here in the studio because royalty is in the house. She's not no ordinary person, you know. I'm starting to believe everybody in the Bahamas attended St. Augustine's College because everyone in the Bahamas know Miss Maurice Thompson. It was exciting just seeing her maneuver through the foyer there, as people get electrified and excited. I say, oh God, what type of show this is going to be today, right? I'm supposed to be the only star in studio, but I will allow her and welcome Miss Maurice Thompson as she and her school celebrate 80 years of being in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. This is a big deal. This is a big deal to have her in studio. I'm in awe, right? And you know when you're excited, but you don't know what to say? So you just start rambling on. And of course, I have other people here with her too, but they're not necessarily important, right? Right? You know, I have Mr. Michael Adley, and of course, the Alumni Association President, Anastasia. What's your last name?
Brown. You can marry me off.
Nothing wrong with marrying you off. Yes. Right? But without further ado, let me introduce to you Miss Maurice Thompson, who's going to give a history of why SAC is a cult. No, has a culture.
Yes!
Has a culture. Has a culture. And why people so excited say, I want to be associated with SAC. I want to attend. I have pride. I am a SACer. And that's what the celebration is about, as they celebrate 80 years. And I want to hear that narrative and why people get so excited when you just mention the name Whisper. When you start talking, say, you went to SAC. And you say, why would you say that? No, man, you're giving off an air. And you say, yes, by the way, I did. I did go to SAC. Right? Without further ado, Ms. Maurice Thompson, welcome again.
Thank you, Sisa. Good morning, Bahamas. I am delighted to be here with you this morning to talk a little bit about my alma mater, the great St. Augustine's College, home of the Big Red Machine, located in Fox Hill. And we have been around for 80 years. This year, we are celebrating 80 years of powering success through excellence. And our reputation speaks for itself, of course. St. Augustine's has produced some of the most prominent leaders in this country, and our alumni lead wherever they go, whatever country they live in, wherever they choose to work, whatever institution they are part of, we have leaders. And so I want to give a little bit of history. A lot of people hear about SAC today, but they don't know how SAC started. And back in 1945, a Benedictine monk by the name of Father Frederick Frey came to the Bahamas and in this country. And the decision was made to build a school to give the average male Bahamian student an opportunity to have a private school education. And so on the grounds of the priory at St. Francis Xavier Cathedral, called the Niche, a two-story building, one room downstairs, one room upstairs, they brought in 35 young men. And in 1966, they acquired property in Fox Hill. In 1967, the decision was made to Bring the Girls. So we have a story called When the Girls Came.
Wow.
And the girls from Xavier's Lower School joined St. Augustine's. And so Xavier's became a primary or elementary school. St. Augustine's a high school, forms 1 through 5. And by the end of 1968, enrollment had grown to 1,000 students. Wow. In 1974, we decided to go with the grade system, grades 7 through 12. And so in 74, they added. Thank you, Michael. Mm. And wow. So we are now, and we continue to be, a six-year junior and senior high school. Boys and girls with an enrollment of 850 students. Why do we brag so much about St. Augustine's College? First of all, I'll start with our campus. We have the most beautiful campus in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Majestic. I know one day my brother pulled
heavy
up.
Heavy manners.
Yes. My brother pulled up on campus and I was waiting out front for him and he was on his cell phone and he said, I have to call you back. I have to hang up now because I am on holy ground.
So
we consider it holy ground. And so besides our beautiful campus, we have produced leaders in every single sphere of community. We have produced leaders in politics, medicine, law, engineering, entrepreneurship, banking, you name it. And over the years, that SAC pride has continued. What was instilled in SAC students back in 1945, and I know stories from way back because I have friends like Malcolm Adderley who told his story a few days ago about an all-boys school, and I said, I know the story ever so well. My father was class of 1954. When they went to school from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and he walked from back, group of young men dedicated. They went to school, they had classes, but he always bragged about mixing cement and laying the blocks for the buildings that we now have the privilege of using as classrooms. They cleared down the property for the track. And the high school track meets were held at St. Augustine's College because that was before we had the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. And so the young men at St. Augustine's College had a certain standard that was instilled in them by the Benedictine monks. They were taught to give. They were taught to love one another. They were taught the Benedictine values of stewardship. The monks believed in educating, and so these young men received a private school education, good quality education, and they were groomed to become the next leaders in the country. And that has continued over the past 8 decades. And as you know, we are also known as a sporting powerhouse, and we have produced some Olympians in recent years, and we have a lot to be proud of. We are continuing that legacy at St. Augustine's College. And so with our 80th anniversary this year, we are having some fundraising in our buildings. We have some major projects underway, like our Field of Dreams. We want to solarize our campus so we can become more environmentally friendly. And we want to do some expansion to our administration building. And so we're celebrating the past, but we're planning for the future. And so that's what we want to talk about today. We've done a lot, but there's so much more to be done, even beyond my years.
Celebrating the past, but what again with the future? I'm going blank. No, it happens to me all the time. But no,
celebrating the past. We're planning for the future.
I'm planning for the future, yes. No, I'm excited about that and the possibilities. And this is where I'm going to bring in Mr. Adderley in, right? Because Michael Adderley is a part of the board.
He is a member of the board of directors. He's also a member of our 80th anniversary ball committee.
Yeah, I could talk about that 80th anniversary ball committee later on because I want to understand SAC. I want to understand St. Augustine's College and what does this director of the board means, right? Because the principal, Ms. Thompson, mentioned that you're planning for the future, right? And these events and activities you're doing is to develop the exact campus to develop the students there. And I'm used to the board directing these things, right? And I'm seeing that this is community now doing these things, exact community doing these things. I want to compare that to the board's responsibility. How does the board impact the school in general in terms of its mandate, right? And whatever history of the board itself so people could appreciate. See, the reason why I asked that, once upon a time, I was told that SAC is controlled by the Catholic Board of Education, but I realized they have a separate board.
Yes, we do.
See, and I want to appreciate that. I want people to appreciate that SAC is special.
Very.
They're distinct, Right? They're different.
We are independent. We are independent. Catholic school of the Diocese of the Bahamas with Archbishop Patrick Pinder at the head. But we have our board of directors who run the school.
Yes. What does that mean? That's you now. And introduce yourself, because you were a legacy student too. All your family basically went to SAC. All your children and thing. So you believe in SAC. You breed red. You bleed red.
Oh, yes. And there's a reason why I do that. It's because SAC was there for me when I thought I wasn't going to graduate. The monk there, Father Elias, was responsible for me graduating, because in my last year, my father died. Didn't have no way of paying the school fee. And he made sure that he found a donor for me to graduate. And that donor not only paid my school fee, he offered me a summer job every year I came home. Mm. And coming back here, not only did I want my kids to experience that. I have a child who graduated in 2003 and another one in 2010. They only took one exam to go to school, just one exam.
One exam.
And they say, what about if fail? Failing is not an option. You have to go to SAC, because that SAC is responsible in the person that I am today. And that's another reason why I serve on the board. Not only that I wanted to develop, but I need to give back. I want to show them that the importance of giving back to a school that's important for my education, but also planning the future for future persons that come and be educated there. That's what it means. It means more than just going to school is building pride. But you asked about the board role. The board role is based on the Benedictine principle of communal decision. It's not just one grouping that make the decision. It's a decision as a part of, everyone is a part of making this happen. And that's what makes us different. And we talk, some people say, you know, you're conceited at being the SAC.
We're not
conceited. We are convinced of who we are. All right? The school builds pride within the individual. So when you go into a room, you don't feel inferior. You feel important, both physically, mentally, spiritually, and you're able to address your situation, address people, but it also addresses it in a matter of respect. But yet, confidence too.
See, you know, when you sit back in, you know, I was going to bring in the alumni president in now, Miss Stacy Brown, right? Because when you talk about alumni association, the SAC name is called.
Yeah.
It's like the premier school where the alumni gives back. They bought into the idea that this institution must be protected.
Correct.
This institution must be grown and developed. And your alumni tends to give back all day. And you, in fact, you've partnered with St. Augustine's College in turn for this 80th year celebration. Mm-hmm. And everybody, so like a big return. Everybody returned home to contribute, to put their shoulder to the wheel, to say, what is it that SAC needs? And how can we participate? And then I hear Marisi say, we're having this big ball. And everyone said, whatever the cost is, we coming.
Yeah.
We paying. I want to hear about why the alumni always be involved in SAC. Why are you always showing up to them sports day? Right? You know, I mean, 40-year-olds, 60-year-olds are wearing red to sports day, shouting, go SAC, go SAC, go SAC.
Yes. You know,
what causes that? Right? Why is the alumni so appreciative of the school's past, that nostalgia, that they show up and turn up and turn out?
Mike said, it's a love. It's unexpected love that you have. It runs deep in our vein. And when I always say love, it's an action word. And if you love something, you're going to invest your time, talent, and funds. And because I love SAC deep in my soul, I tell people I like SAC like I love my Valley Boys. Right? deep.
That's a lot
of love. Of love, okay? So when we talk about giving back to SAC, we want to do everything. The Alumni Association, every Alumni Association is supposed to make sure give back to the institution, all right? We must, and that's in time, and funds. And right now, Ada, there's so, as our principal said, there's so much needs to be done at SAC. I mentioned the other day, I went into the office, and I, for the first time, I really took a look at all the trophies we had. And I said, wait a minute, trophies all on the counter. Mm-hmm. So when she talked about expanding the building, that means they are running, no, they ran out of space, so it needs to be expanded. We are in the 21st century. We need to get it done. So we need to make sure we need a building for our children. That needs to be where it's a look at our legacy. Look where we started and look where we're going. She talked about Olympians. We have to put some statues of their pictures all around there. Mike talked about scholarship and someone paying for him. Let me tell you, I have met so many persons who said if it wasn't for donors, private donors in SAC, they would not have made it. One person said his mother had cancer. Father lost his business, and he did everything in his power to come out of school because he didn't want that pressure on his children. And Leviticus Adley saying, no, you will finish the school. He found a donor for him and paid for him, and now he's doing well in this country. And you'll be surprised. So my thing is, if you love somebody and you love something, invest. I love SAC. Alumni, I'm calling all of you. You said we have that pride. Pride, show up next week at the ball. Like I said, we want to turn people away. Even if you can't attend the ball, tomorrow night is a talent show. Please show up to the talent show. $10. You remember back in the day when we used to go up to St. Mary's Hall and have those, let's go, come and do that. I know there's some other events planned for the year, and I know the principal is going to talk about it, but listen, we need to get involved like no tomorrow. I see schools like QC trying to develop the pride, and I see like St. Anne's and the other schools that develop a pride. So it's becoming contagious. They want to develop that same pride. If we continue to do that, our country will be better.
I could speak?
Oh, yeah, you can speak.
I don't want to get pinched.
No, you can get pinched.
Principal in the building. Yeah. But culture versus a cult. Mm-hmm. We're not a cult.
No.
We have a culture.
Yes.
And I think we discredit people. You know, we think they don't know what they're doing. We like to laugh at people at prom time. What they doing? They spending too much money, but they ain't getting no good grades. Prom may be the grandest, largest experience outside of having children, right? It may be even grander than the marriage, right? And so people put emphasis on that because for them, that was the grandest thing they experienced. What a school culture to belong to.
Right.
And we could see out here that people desperately want something to belong to, something larger than themselves, something generations wide,
right?
And so that culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
It if you don't understand what's happening, it may look like a cult, but over decades, that cult has become culture.
Correct.
Right? And so people are desperate for that.
Right.
And so it's important for other schools to see this as a model.
Yes. And they have seen us as a model. Yeah. Our past president, Sherelle Carver, she was invited to several schools to speak with their alumni to show them how kids, because they could develop mm-hmm. their alumni association. So, you know, SACUS, we set the standard. So we set the pace.
That's all right. Y'all have plenty medal, but we still can count better than y'all. I just saying, I don't want to get pinched.
So celebrating SAC's 80th year, I'm going to give away a pair of Joker's Wild tickets. Okay. Whoever called first and say who was the first principal of SAC,
mm-hmm.
the first principal of open, mm-hmm. will get a pair of Joker's Wild tickets.
Awesome.
Yeah, anyone called first. First principal of SAC. Mm-hmm. And what year SAC opened.
And while we wait for the call.
We're going to give away something too? No? It's only me who give away things?
Remember when QC said they got a can of worms to open up? Uh-huh. I can't give it away today. however, I wanted to ask, since we're giving away tickets for the comedy show, right? Creatives coming out of SAC, musicians and comedians, artists,
yes.
You know, creatives. We have tons of them that are just bringing that culture along with them, not leaving anyone behind,
right?
I think that's the most important thing. You could see it not just that. They're not just performing, they're teaching.
Right.
They're creating space for other artists. Who name one. That Justilian boy went to SAC?
I think Shadfer went to SAC.
Shadfer?
Yeah, he went. Yeah. He went to SAC.
Shadfer, I got your principal in the studio with me. Oh, I got some things to talk about with
Shadfer
her.
Shadfer performed at our convocation on January 27th. We mm-hmm. had we launched the 80th anniversary celebrations. He performed and the children went wild.
Yes.
Yeah. Stars.
See, one thing I like was that SAC develops the whole man. They developed the whole man. So you had to get involved. Mm-hmm. So you had to be involved with clubs. You had to be involved with community services, you had to do sports. I talk about the talent show. So I'm telling you, there are so many things that we develop as a whole man. So that's why the pride, and that's when we go into the workforce, we're able to be balanced because we develop the whole man. My son is always on time. You know why? Because he knew if he came late, what he had to do? Go to the prince, the dean's office to get a late slip, and if it's continued, then he had to be dealt with. They learn how it's important to be on time. We had nobody to clean our classrooms.
Mm.
We cleaned those classrooms ourselves, teaching you about pride and keeping your work surroundings where you stay clean. So it's the whole man. That's why people understand it's a culture that we have developed to make sure we are the movers and shakers in this country.
Let's talk about culture then. And in terms, you'll have a number of events, some kind of talent show. And I'm going to talk with the ball too.
Yeah.
Let's do a rundown of all of the events SAC is having for the rest of the year, celebrating the 80th year. And then we'll start talking in detail of the events afterwards. So just give me a rundown of dates, various dates, and things that are happening. And then I want to explain what you mean that happening.
Okay.
And talk a little closer to the mic there, please.
If you missed the homecoming weekend, then you heard about it. I'm sure you're so you're looking forward to what's to come. So May 31st is the grand ball at the Grand Hyatt, the New Providence Ballroom. We're going to have the Police Pop Band perform during our cocktail reception, and Essence Band would be our entertainment for the night. And Erin brought up the point about our creatives. If you know Marco Mullings.
Yeah,
graduate of SAC.
Taught us.
If you have seen his work, be prepared. We are having a silent auction. And Marco has donated a piece of art for the silent auction. And we're having door prizes. And we're having a raffle. And we're having a video clip of it, various alumni reminiscing about what SAC means to me. And so we are going to have a wonderful time. We will not have a night full of speeches. We are coming out to celebrate and to party. So this ball is going to be a time to reminisce and to reunite with your friends and your colleagues and other SACers. And so that's May 31st, 7 o'clock at the Grand Hyatt Ballroom.
Well, I didn't know that was so soon because I was going to go through everything, but I want to hear more about the ball first.
The ball is going to be, tickets are only $300.
$300.
That is not a lot to contribute to the school that you love.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a table, we have one or two tables left, but tickets are going really fast. Call us at the college, and we if you get some more, we will even deliver them to you.
Okay. So this is on May
31st. May 31st. That's next week, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
May 31st at the Grand Hyatt Convention Center.
Is it too late to get tickets? Though?
It's not too late. We have a few more tickets. And because we're a week out, if we need to add a few more tables, we can do that too.
And where do I get tickets?
At St. Augustine's College.
So I just come to the office and say
just
I want to buy
tickets? Just come to the ticket or give us a call and we'll send them to you.
And do I need a credit card or I come cash?
Because
I saw a sign there that said, there's no cash on the property no more.
None.
We are cashless.
Okay.
We are cashless. We will take your debit card. We will take your credit card. And for a short time longer, we'll even take a personal check.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Nothing wrong being jealous.
I try to send a producer a song.
Yeah.
I find one artist, one creative, one talent powerhouse that is also a SAC alumni. And I jealous bad. Why y'all didn't tell me that Nita Ellis Tynes alumni? Why y'all didn't tell us that?
Class of 1981.
Yes.
And the third generation is now at St. Augustine's.
Correct.
Her daughter attended St. Augustine's, Nadia Ellis Roll. And her children are now at St. Augustine's College. I'm still very much involved. Anyway, at least she's there. She's present.
At least she married into a Hannah Hasty Times family.
And I'm so jealous. He's a sucker as well.
I'm going to squeeze this and go back to Michael Adderley, right? Because I want to go back to Ms. Thompson to get a list of things. But why are you always sending your children back to SAC, though? That's what I want to know.
Tradition. Love and tradition. In all generations, if you're not passing things down and making sure it goes to the next generation, then who's going to do that for you? One of the things as a people, we have to hold on to tradition. If you look at the black race over the years, you know, people slave from slavery, someone took your tradition, but we have to... We have an opportunity to hold on to our tradition, to make sure our kids understand the pride, understand how generation should be looking forward and building. And that's one of the things we've been doing. We look at all of the stuff that the monks did when they came here. And it's incumbent upon us now, that school, that tradition has been turned off to Bahamians. What are we going to do for future Bahamians? And that's what this whole thing is about. If the future Bahamians have that valuable experience of knowing what Red Square is about, what it is to be able to have 5 minutes to go between classes and go to the bathroom, get your books and all of that stuff. That's what Anastasia was talking about, the timing, those things, the things that we offer there. Not only the academics, but we also offer convocations. We are still very big in the Catholic tradition. Now, we don't beat you over the head with it, but we try to make that impression on your mind so you could actually become a better person. But the main thing about this whole thing is keeping that tradition alive, making sure that, just to show that your kids, that you are proud of where you came from. And now you instill that into your children, they instill it into their children, so the legacy continues.
Can I piggyback on
that? Yeah, of course, because you send your child to SAC too.
You bet that right. And like Malcolm, and the principal's like, he's not going to take for another school. There's no other school in the world. Mm. There's only one school, SAC. That's it.
Two set of people in the Bahamas.
Listen, let me tell you something. Not only tradition, it's about the standards and the academic standards. I know persons will be like, oh, the child can learn at any school. Yes, they can. However, I want the best. The best education. There's a suck. SAC education. I hear you, Aaron. But SAC education is the best. I remember them talking about they win with this. If you're talking about when you get behind BGCSE and you walk on that college campus and the students, the professors will be like, okay, this is definitely a SAC student like me who saw my way. Like, okay, see my way straight through. Mm-hmm. So my parents just around me all the time. Mm-hmm. I think I graduated. Mm-hmm. And I sat, and when I went to college and I was sitting in them classes, I said, boy, if I had listened to Miss Violet and Miss Adley and all them people, I would have been a better student because the information was repeated. Mm-hmm. So you know what I mean? SAC prepare you for college. So when we're in grade 12, we operate at the college level. So there ain't no transition for us or adjustment. Mm-hmm. It's automatic. And if you hear other persons who spoke at the convocation,
they invite me.
They're coming.
Yeah. I'm dropping seeds.
Okay,
that's how you sow seeds now.
Listen.
I want to talk too.
I am talking about the academics.
But I don't talk about academics.
I am telling you. But I'm saying, like people ask, not only the sports, but the academics. And as I said, just look at this country, and you can see who is running this country.
Who's who of the Bahamas?
Who's who? The Sackers are running.
Aaron, I'm looking at your face. I just want to say, as a principal, I don't need to brag. My alumni do that for me.
Whatever it takes to reinvigorate a culture of appreciation for education in the country. Because when I grew up, there was a culture of appreciation.
Correct.
For education. It was a shame to be considered a dummy.
Right.
You didn't have to be smart. It wasn't that you had to be smart, the smartest, but that you was a duncy that you didn't even try to get the right answer. Okay. That somehow you do it is something to celebrate.
It's nothing.
That I came up in a culture that denounced that, and yes. It lets you know right away. We shame people who think it's fun to make sport of being stupid.
Correct.
Right? And so whatever it takes to grow, to regrow this culture of appreciation for education as a tool, not just as a symbol, not just as a piece of paper, but as a tool to help young people navigate the world as it unfolds before them.
Correct.
I for that. So if SAC okay, beat up on QC every once in a while,
I am okay.
Yeah, okay.
It's all in love. You know, we love each other.
And most of all, we love the students.
Yes.
And we're trying to create that environment that's best for
because
them.
Because we know some SAC persons came and send their students there, so they helped you all to develop.
And I know we pilfering.
Yeah.
We siphoning off some of y'all student the foundation and we test it away.
I just want to say, I'm still giving out this joke of wild tickets for anyone who could say when SAC first opened and who was the first principal.
All right, so text line and telephone.
Okay, well, text, slang, and telephone.
So the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, text line powered by BTC, 422-GR96. Okay. Any questions?
The first principal of SAC and when SAC first opened up its doors, the year. We have next week the ball.
We have actually tomorrow night our talent show.
How you skipped the ball?
I don't know how I skipped it.
Go ahead.
You asked me about the ball.
Okay, go ahead.
So tomorrow night our students are putting on a talent show. It's called Then and Now. And they're going to have scenes from 1940s, 50s, 60s, 70s, straight up to now. It's going to be fun. And there's a surprise performance by a number of our teachers and administrators at the very end of the program.
Where is it going to be held?
So it's going to be held at St. Joseph Church Auditorium. Their community center. Tickets are $10 for adults.
I can afford that.
$5 for kids, and you pay at the door.
I act like a cheap bad. I'm
badly. We start at 7 o'clock, so come out. It's great family entertainment.
Tomorrow.
Then and Now talent show.
St.
Joseph Church Community Center.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock, $10 for adults, $5 for children. Tickets, there are no tickets in advance. Just come and pay at the door.
And then next week is what?
The big ball. Grand Hyatt at Bahama, the New Providence Ballroom. The Police Pop Band performing during the cocktail hour and Essence Band performing throughout the evening. So we have wonderful door prizes, but the silent auction is going to be our big thing, and we also have a raffle. And once again, we have some art pieces. We have a weekend for two at Bahama. We have some wonderful prizes. So, again, it's going to be cashless. We will take your debit and credit cards at the ball.
Okay.
So, come prepared.
So, and this is all in part of the celebration of SAC's 80th year being in existence.
Yes.
Right? What else is SAC doing to celebrate?
So, I wanted to share with everybody how we started. We had our convocation where we invited 150 come back to SAC that day. We had some government officials, Minister of Education, Archbishop Patrick Pinder, members of our board of directors, and we had various people reminiscing on their years at SAC. So Malcolm Adderley spoke about his years at SAC. Dr. Don Diego DuVoe spoke about his years at SAC. And Dr. Tyrone Papal, who only graduated a mayor 5 years ago, talked about his time at SAC. We had some entertainment by the students, and as I said, Shadfer also performed, and it was a wonderful day. But the Saturday before that, we started with a community service project. We served breakfast to over 200 members, residents of the Foxhill community. We were fortunate to be able to use the community center, and we served our breakfast, and did some cleanup around the area. And so we wanted to start off with community service first, giving back. That's what was instilled in us by our Benedictine monks.
I have a telephone call also. You want to see something, Aaron?
No, I can wait till the call, because maybe this will be a winner.
Yeah. Let's go to the caller.
And they take me with
him. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Of course, we have the principal. See how I introduced the guest? I have the principal of St. Augustine's College, Ms. Mercy Thornton here, and she have other people come with her too. So, right? Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? Or the caller hang up. But remember, we're having that competition. The caller back again. Producer, go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? Caller going once.
Good morning, caller.
I can hear you. I'm not coming through. Sorry, I got to hang up.
Hang up and call right back. 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. 242-300-5720. Toll free for Family Island listeners. And 422-GR96 is the text line.
I have a text, and I guess Ms. Thompson will tell me if this texter is right. The texter writes, January 1945, read Reverend Frederick Fry.
That is correct.
Okay, texter with the last.
4270,
texter. We'll have the prize at the concierge desk downstairs at the Guardian downstairs. But let's go to this caller again. Go ahead, caller, you're live. Yeah, you're live. Go ahead.
We have an answer already.
Yeah. Reverend Frederick Fry, 1945.
Now, mind you, late. If you stay on the line, you're going to be right. But I'm going to leave a prize for you.
I've been trying to call you all.
I see it. But every time I say hello, they didn't connect. That's why I'm going to leave something special for you still. Because I see you calling back and again, but the text came in first. I'm going to leave a prize for you so you can pick it up. Leave your number with the producer and your name. And for that correct answer, you can get a prize. It won't be the tickets now, because the tickets go into the texter. But there'll be a special prize for you for knowing the answer. That's good?
Thank you very much.
But leave your name and number so I can know who I leave the prize for.
Soccer for life.
Is it soccer too?
Yeah, of course.
You got to say your name.
Quentin Comer.
You know any Quentin Comer, Ms. Yeah,
Ms. I Thompson? Absolutely do.
Quentin, you don't have any lines for the principal aid?
Very good friend of mine.
Be careful. Oh, okay, y'all. I just want to say, now that we can get back to Rowan Sack. What do you mean just the Fox Hill community?
Oh, are you asking?
No, hey, Comer.
Yes.
What do you do now, professionally?
I work at UB.
Ah. Are you a teacher? You faculty? You staff? You work in another... Staff?
Yes.
Your time at SAC, did that lead you into a career in education?
Of course. It actually gave me a wide expansion of choices.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in multiple industries, and everywhere I go, because of the fact that I was affiliated with SAC, the door in.
Okay. So for young people, like, what is for you... If you're speaking to young people, what is one of the elements of the culture of SAC that you would want to share with them most? Like, you know, like you, they're in school and they don't quite see it yet. They don't quite feel it yet. What is the thing that you want to connect them to the most within that SAC space?
Well, it has a history of caring coming from the Benedictine monks. And it is a family environment. You know, other schools, you attend there, but at SAC, you become a part of a family.
Mm-hmm.
So it sort of gives you a different sense of pride, and that's where everybody's pride comes from.
Mm-hmm.
People, again, they say that we are a cult, but like our guests, we go ahead and promote that family culture.
Absolutely. I think it's important for young people to hear elders, their parents, community members talk about the both the positive and the negatives of the school experience, right? Because when we hear that everybody sort of had the same negatives, then you realize that you weren't the problem, right? Part of a community. That I like that. I like that. I'm still jealous because I right on the cusp. I in St. Anne's. I'm trying to figure out why I didn't get a call for community breakfast in the Fox Hill community. We on the cusp of Fox Hill. Y'all should come up and hail our guy, Wyden,
Aaron,
and involve us.
You mean that
Aaron,
at the school at Fox Hill, right?
I have an even deeper story in that I did not necessarily graduate from SAC. At the end of the day, the persons that I attended SAC with, they told me that there's no way that I'm not going to be a part of whatever happened, as well as, you know, I mean, not that I was bad. I was misunderstood, you know.
But
at the end of the day, you know, that after leaving SAC, it sort of took a part of me that I pretty much didn't want to belong anywhere else but SAC. And up to this day, my kids, I told them, hey, you can go to any school that you want to, but if you don't go to SAC, I won't support you.
It's basically you could have any color car you want. Once it's black.
Leave your number and name with the producer so you can get the second prize. Another caller on, right? I want to ask the alumni president this question. in my class, right, mm-hmm. we have a number of persons who did not graduate from SAC, right. but still a part of the community. Right. We have embraced it. Why is that? Why do we still say you start grade 7?
Right.
Use a soccer.
Correct.
How is that happening?
Family. Because soccer is a family. And because we spend so much time together, we became one. And even in my year, we have persons who may not have graduated with us, but we still say that they are part of the SAC class of 89 because we share a bond. Mm. And that bond is unbreakable. We may not see one another all the time, but because we developed that friendship and that family, we knew everything about everything. But we move, you learn stuff together. So,
and listen, we having this conversation. Why do young people join gangs? They join gangs because they want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. And SAC say, look here, we're the only gang you need. Yeah. Right? We're the only gang you need. And that's what people are looking for. That's why people cling to Junkanoo groups. That's why they cling to political parties, because they want to be a part of a community. They want to be a part of something positive. They want to be a part. So if SAC is that gang, will that gang have good culture? Mm-hmm. And we for that.
Go ahead, Mr. Adley.
One of the things that Lou Adley, a former principal, always said, if you are at SAC for one day, mm-hmm. you are SACer. Long you passing through. Mm-hmm. The mere fact that you were on that campus, you experienced the culture, we recognize you as a SACer.
You get a SAC pride. You get infected.
That's it.
I can talk to Ms. Marisi Thompson about that next. Let's go to this caller first. Like, what do you all say? Tell the students where they just become consumed and say, I am a SACer. Like, your whole life changed. Like, their blood color changed and say, I bleed in red. Catch that? Everybody blood red. Anyway, let's go to the first. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
I am enthusiastic. We had the people just talking about themselves, but they can't know. They don't know they were successful. But remember that R.M. Bailey is the big red machine, not SAC.
Oh, okay.
Let them know that.
Like, alumni president respond to you. I mean, let the principal understand
it. R.M. Bailey in the building, he say, Okay. R.M. Bailey is the big red machine.
Yeah, there's machines and there's machine, but then there's nothing like a big red machine.
Go ahead.
But, you know, R.M. Bailey, before R.M. Bailey was R.M. Bailey, they were Highbury High.
Ah.
But before Highbury High, there was always a SAC.
There's always a SAC.
So I don't understand. Well, if you want to claim it, but it's okay. That's all right. You know, they said plagiarism is a compliment to the creator.
I have another question. I'm giving away some.
Okay, because I was just about to say QC Green is 135, but then I remember St. John's could jump in to talk about who is the green.
Okay.
And
okay.
The green giants.
I'm giving out a $300 ticket. See, I have money now. I'm giving out a $300 ticket to this alumni ball that's happening next week, Saturday, at Grand Hyatt's Ballroom. A $300 ticket, if you could call in, or you could text to, and give the answer to this. Who was the first lay principal? And I had to understand what lay means. That means you ain't no monk. You ain't no priest, right? Who was the first lay principal of SAC? And what subject did that person teach before becoming principal? I know this answer. First lay principal. And what subject did that person teach? I even know the subject. So either I smart or I just coincidentally that I actually know the answer. and you get that 300. You just need to dress up. Yes. And you walk in onto that red carpet and say, I come here to eat and dance to the Essence Band.
Mm-hmm.
But the phones are lit up, so let's go to this first caller here. Producer Pastor, call it through for me, please. Get this. Let's see if this person can get this $300 ticket. See, no texts are coming yet. Producer, answer that phone there, Aaron. You can't give the answer. You can get this number
down. Oh, yeah. Oh, you want me to press? But no, I was writing down the winner, making sure from the other one, making
okay.
sure you get that. I ain't cheating.
Go ahead, caller. God didn't really
I may have to against SAC, but I ain't cheating.
Caller, can you hear me? I ain't getting no caller, Aaron.
Caller?
Okay, caller, you got a call back.
Deacon.
Oh, okay, hold on. I can hear you now. I'm like, going quiet now so you can give the answer and see if you can get this $300 ticket.
Deacon Leviticus Adley, he was a physical ed teacher.
That ain't right. I mean, kind of right, but it ain't right. Right?
But he taught physical ed, but what did he teach before becoming principal?
Can I know the answer? Can I give the answer and get this $300 ticket? No, I give you next chance, caller. If you get this answer.
He did come to SAC as a physical ed teacher. That is correct.
What? But that ain't what he teach. Because I get tutored.
And coach, he coached every sport.
Yeah, I got coach soccer, but I don't know what he
taught. I got a text.
Call up. What the subject is? Because look like you did try to get.
Okay. Mathematics is correct.
That's what I know about. I know about him tutoring me math because I wasn't doing well. The PE teacher, I just thought he just liked soccer. And he said, man, come kick the ball.
Every sport.
Yeah? Every
he
sport.
Coached every sport.
What's your name? You went to soccer or you just happened to know the answer?
This is Quentin Colmer again.
My God. You're trying to win up every... That's how these soccer people go in.
Good job. Oh,
okay. All we do is win.
Just win. I didn't get your name.
I tell the QC people don't call in on this. That's one. Let the soccer have this.
You can get it. It's your ticket. It's your ticket. You're trying hard.
Good job. Good job.
All right. The texter who right. won the tickets, mm-hmm. the Davidson, mm-hmm. the Joker's Wild tickets, they texted in their name. They say their name is Gina Burroughs Coakley, class.
Another soccer?
81-82.
Class of 82. And they said, say hi to Mauricia.
See, Mauricia.
Okay. Hold on. Hi, Gina.
I can't call her. What's your last name again?
Thompson.
Principal Thompson. I can't call her Mauricia. You want me to get more pinches? I already suffering pinches now.
I graduate and I can call my first name. Actually, when I see Miss Thompson, I say, Buenos dias. And she responds. Mm-hmm. Because she's bilingual.
You know, Charles Sweeting was the principal at QC, mm-hmm. Reverend Sweeting, when I was there. And up until he passed, I called him Reverend Sweeting.
Yes.
And he was, you could call me Charles. Not me. I can't call you Charles. So you will be Reverend Sweeting forever?
Let's continue, right? What do you do? What Kool-Aid do you give them, Ms. Thompson, to have these students read? My child is going to attend SAC in grade 7. This is coming up September, right? She's excited. But I want to know, how do you indoctrinate her to say, man, I live and breed SAC? What is the formula?
You know, Cecil, do you know about 1/3 of the staff at St. Augustine's College are graduates of the college? SACers who go into education, they come back to SAC. And so Deacon Adderley was a SACer. I mean, he was principal. He became principal. My former principal, Sonia Knowles, was a SACer. Vice principal, Benedict Dossett, was a SACer. I am a SACer. 6 of my 7 administrators are SACers. And 1/3 of the teaching staff graduated from St. Augustine's College. So that's our school. We all say this is my school, which means that the teachers on staff who did not attend SAC, it's only a matter of time before they start singing the same song. This is my school. They become family. Which is what my dean of students is going to laugh this morning. He imitates me all the time. And I come on the PA system in the morning. I say, good morning, my SAC family. And I say to the kids, I say, y'all may laugh at me, but I'm going to say it until you start to believe it.
Yes.
And
So SAC is a family.
It's a family. If anybody gets in trouble, I say to them, no. This is not how you treat the family. The family takes care of the family.
Correct.
And so my teachers start to believe that, and it's just a matter of time. We had a grade 7 parents meeting that you attended, parents coming in. And I said to the parents, I said, you're going to hear us talk about SAC, SAC, SAC. But if you drink enough of the red Kool-Aid, you'll be singing that song too.
Mm. Mm.
Go ahead, Adley.
You've got a teacher like who just recently retired, Sam Hasty.
Mm-hmm. I know Sam Hasty.
Went to Aquinas. Mm-hmm. But who was a bigger SACer than Sam Hasty? Yes.
Breathe red.
Blue, but born blue.
But bleed red.
But bleed red.
And I see that a number of SAC graduates return to be intimately involved in school, to be teachers. How is that in terms of the culture of SAC, that the students buy into this belief?
So it certainly helps. When if you attended the college and you come back, you're coming with your SAC pride, and it really does make a difference. These teachers come in and they jump in, they get involved, they coach various sports, they mentor various after-school activities. They come with that sense of pride and ownership, and so we're very proud of them.
Y'all have a parking team league. You have a parking team yet?
No, we don't have a parking
team. We have a national parking league. QC got something on y'all. We got something on y'all. We got a parking team.
Well, we used to do parking, but you know, we used to get in trouble from the
Yardley. Yes, yes.
So we had to stop.
Before we go, because we have 1 minute, run down all the things happening.
Okay, so tomorrow night at St. Joseph Church, we have the throwback talent show by the students with some teachers and administrators participating. We have the ball coming up on May 31st, Saturday, May 31st, Grand Hyatt Ballroom. Please call the college if you need more details. It's called Big Red Machine on Facebook, St. Augustine's College, 1945. We're on Instagram, and we also have a YouTube channel. We're going to have a boat ride after the summer break. We're going to have a boat ride. That's going to be another party. That's part two of the party in Red Square. And then in December, we have a surprise event.
Yes.
I cannot give you the details yet, but we have a big event coming up to close out the celebration. So stay tuned.
Whatever happened to Blue Square? There's only a Red Square. Surely there's a Blue Square.
That's a serious
Don't watch that. There's a Green Square. There's a Green Square somewhere.
There's a Red and Blue Square. That's it.
After throwing the first party in Red Square, we have to do serious business in Blue Square.
Serious business in Blue Square. There you go. There you go.
But listen, the next time you come, I'd love to talk about the relationship within the Catholic family, right? SAC and the other schools and the community spaces, extracurricular spaces that are available. Because people in the Catholic family could participate in SAC. My producer is an Aquinas guy.
Yes, he is.
Y'all should have seen how his eyes, he's looking at me, Aaron, don't get pinched.
Aquinas is our sister school.
He's looking at me, don't get pinched. Don't talk to SAC too hard today. But I'm jealous. I live in a community right on the cusp of the SAC community. I even called it the Foster community.
Aaron, I have to throw this in here. The principal of Aquinas went to SAC.
There you go.
Good training.
Good.
AM with CA Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green, for joining me. I want to thank, of course, the principal of St. Augustine's College, Ms. Marie C. Thompson. I want to thank board member, Mr. Michael Adeline. And, of course, the alumni president, the beautiful Ms. Anastasia Brown. See, I get your name right now.
Yes, you did.
I just call you Stacy.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, everybody knows me as Stacy.
Whenever you get annoyed or mad at the soccer's making noise, just ask yourself this question. Would we have had a neater? Would we have had a sweet neater if we didn't have a sock?
Yes.
Because sock brought us neater. And she tell us why
he created the Bahamas.
I didn't know you could sing.
See, I know the talent is at sock.
Ladies and gentlemen, have a beautiful day.
Thank you. All the creeks, all the hills, all the sand, all the trees. Oh, tell me why. Tell me why. He made these islands. Tell me. Woo. If the good Lord
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.